Hi everyone, it's Ava and I'm here with...
Hi, my name is Shiko.
And today we are going to be talking about preparation for college. We are both high school seniors right now, and so this has been taking up a lot of our time figuring out where we're going to go to college. I know a lot of people are also in the same boat as us, figuring out if I'm going to stay in-state. There's so many things to consider, and so we are going to dive into that today.
Yeah, so first things first, as a senior, we're in the time of March when mm-hmm. we should be applying for scholarships and mm-hmm. kind of narrowing down our decisions on where we want to go to college. Now, being we're both seniors, we know how difficult this can be because we're in the same boat as well. Maybe you are in the middle of deciding, do I want to go out of state? Do I want to stay in state? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? That's another one. Not very many of us know what we want to do. Mm-hmm. What are some examples or things that you would ask people to do if they're not sure what they want to major in?
Yeah, so you hear the argument. Some people think like, oh, I'm going to major in what makes the most money. And then some people will also tell you like major in what you're passionate about, mm-hmm. which can be like very conflicting. Like if you're in a situation where what you're passionate about also makes a lot of money, like obviously that's ideal. Mm-hmm. But it's also like it's not realistic for so many people.
Yeah.
So it definitely is hard. Personally, I know what I'm going to major in. I'm going to major in business, which is both my passion and I think I'll do well for myself.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like for me, I want to do journalism. I have a passion of public speaking and just, you know, talking. Mm-hmm. I want to do reportive journalism, so mm-hmm. being a reporter. But how I figured out that that's what I wanted to do was I really asked myself, what am I passionate about? What mm-hmm. do I want to do? What do I see myself doing in the long run? And is it also sustainable? Is there always going to be a job for it? Yeah. At first, when I was younger, I wanted to be an interior designer. It was great. Nothing bad with being an interior designer. I wanted to be there for like 2-3 years until my mom was like, okay, let's be reasonable. Do you think that's going to be able to pay your bills? Is that really sustainable? It's very much of a seasonal position because it's not like reporting where there's always going to be news companies that need people reporting news. So I feel like you should really narrow down your decisions based on, is it going to be sustainable? Can I see myself doing this for 10 plus years? Mm-hmm. And is it in my goals?
Yeah. Another like piece of advice I've heard is to major in what makes money and to minor in something that you're passionate about, which I think is a good idea too.
Yeah, there's never anything wrong with minoring. I think it's just like, it's one of those internal self questions. Can I handle my major and my minor? Because I know the workload isn't, it's more work. Because like, let's say if you're majoring in finance, but you have a minor in economics, you know, they're both a lot of work. So you got to figure out, okay, can I handle that workload? You know, you got to ask yourself, is that something that I can do? You know, if you're in college, a lot of people are going to go to colleges and stay in dorms for the party life, it may be, or, you know, just to socialize with people. You got to cut one. You can't do both and, you know, still have a social life. Maybe you can't, it's possible, but like realistically, you don't want to make yourself overwhelmed and burnt out over things mm-hmm. that you could have prevented. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah, I think that overall, like with whether like to choose a major that you're passionate about or like what makes money, if you do choose something solely off of the fact that it will make you money, you could be stuck in like a job that you don't want to do.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like life is so short, like you need to be doing what you love.
Yeah.
And so I do think there's like a middle ground that most people can find.
Oh yeah, for sure. Another thing is like in terms of friends, you know, there's sayings that like we are who we associate ourselves mm-hmm. with. I can't really say that I have that college experience, but just kind of like hearing stories, seeing movies and things like that, it is really true that you are who you surround yourself around. Mm-hmm. So if you surround yourself with people who like to party every night, whether it's a weekday and mm-hmm. just go back at 3-4 a.m. and don't attend class, but you have goals, maybe you need to re-look at yourself and say, if this is what I want to do and this is who I associate myself with, am I really going to get to where I want to do in life, you know? So really narrow down that and think about, okay, these are my friends. Are they goal-like-minded like me? Mm-hmm. So ask yourself that. So just really be outgoing. But most importantly, don't lose yourself. College mm-hmm. is a time for you to discover and kind of sprout. You're like a flower, you know, just sprouting yourself and kind of getting to know new people, get engaged mm-hmm. in new things. But definitely don't lose yourself because it's very easy to get carried away. So just keep sure that you make sure you keep your morals and your standards and all that stuff.
And when it comes to deciding on a college, make sure like you're not just deciding on where to go for the like aesthetic. Like you'll hear people like if you ask someone like, oh, why did you choose that college? Like while you're like in high school, mm-hmm. a lot of them will be like, oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, I like where it is. But it's like, mm-hmm. you're going to college to study. Like you have to remember that. Like yeah. you have to like look at the academics part of it too, not just like the photos you see online. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like a lot of people like a college just solely for the vibe.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's true. Another thing is like seniors, I know either your spring break has passed or depending on when this will be
open. Yeah.
But spring break has maybe already passed or is coming up, but during those breaks in between, you know, find time to go tour these colleges. Mm-hmm. There's colleges all over, whether they're local or depending on what this will be, you know, outside of state. You know, find time to go on tour those schools. Go around, see the school, see what the environment of the school feels like. Look at student life. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, is this somewhere I can see myself? Do I want to be associated with people like this? You know, the groups and stuff. Do I want to participate in these? Just really imagine yourself being there. One thing, if you can't imagine yourself in that school campus, then maybe that campus isn't for you. Just because your friends are going there, that doesn't mean that it's for you.
Yeah.
I know one school I went on the tour. I didn't even need to go on the tour, actually. I was like, no, that school's not for me. I went on the tour that solidified it. Like, no, this is not for me. I don't see myself going. I didn't even apply. But just knowing that and, you know, just narrowing down your list, especially if you have a long list and you're just not sure where you want to go, really touring schools and getting a feel of, okay, I see myself here, I don't, you know, really helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And same, I don't know if you've seen this trend on TikTok, but people will, like, it's like a slideshow trend and people would say like, oh, but you're gonna be so and so in debt, and then like the next slide will be like, but I'm going to this school. Y'all need to realize what debt is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at this age, maybe like we're not taught enough about what it really is and how like over time, because if like a school will tell you you'll be in like 200k in debt, it's more than 200k at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And including all of the extra costs.
Oh, yeah.
And then the interest over time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just so crazy when people act like it's so like lighthearted when like debt is so serious.
Yeah, you know, like we make sure you're keeping in thought of like tuition.
Mm-hmm.
If you're deciding to stay local or go out of state, you know, make sure you're looking at those. Don't ever be fooled. I heard schools like to scam people. Just
yeah.
make sure that you're reading in between the lines and asking questions. Asking questions, there's nothing wrong with asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask many questions. In fact, that's good. The more you ask, the more that it seems like, oh, this person's paying attention. This person
yeah.
knows what's going on. You won't get scammed, cheated
yeah.
out your money. No.
And apply for as many scholarships as you can. I know that deadlines like they come fast.
They come fast.
You're like, oh, I have a month before I have to like apply. Like, no, when you see the scholarship, just apply like when you see it. Don't like hold off. Like if you're like a senior right now, I know like a lot of like scholarships like for us have like the deadlines have passed and we've already like applied for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like a junior right now, like make sure to like stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can make a difference.
Yeah, another thing, senior year notebooks will be your friend, because in this notebook I could show you a whole list of scholarships that I have written down and that I've applied for. I'm telling you right now, senioritis, this is what the seniors before don't tell you about. And I blame them because they didn't tell me about this. Why didn't y'all ever tell us how bad senioritis gets? Because it's bad. I'm telling you, it gets to a point where like after the first month of school, it's all fun and games, you know, fashion show week, whatever, how it goes. Now later on, you're just like, man, I don't even want to go to school. Or you start slacking in school, you start going late. You're just not interested in even completing your work because it's the last year and you feel like, oh, I'm already there, I'm done. Hang in there and make sure you're getting to those deadlines, because I'm telling you, just because you've been accepted to a college, colleges can always, I don't know what the word is, but they can always take your application out.
Yeah.
So just because you've been accepted, that doesn't mean, oh, I got accepted, I can slack. They get your, it's like the end of school year transcript
yeah.
report. So they will know that
yeah,
you
they're updated.
Up.
They're
yeah.
updated on everything.
Yeah, so just make sure that you're really being up on that. Just some advice, because that's not advice I heard from previous seniors. It's more of like, it's like a journey of, you know, you go and you learn. But make sure that you're being attentive and you're completing deadlines. Scholarships for sure. Tap in with all those scholarships, whether they're local, city, state, you know, even internal in your school. Ask your counselors. I know some people say counselors aren't very helpful. You know, reach out to someone who you may know who works for an organization or a company. More than likely, they're giving out scholarships. You know, tap in with your networks and your resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also think that, well, where we're from, we can take college classes while we're in high school. So we're both going to be graduating with around a year's worth of college credits, which is really helpful. If you live in a state that provides stuff like that, that provides dual enrollment, I would highly encourage y'all to do that because it saves so much time and money, and you're also like preparing yourself for college, and like you literally are in college, you're enrolled in college already.
Pretty much, yeah. You have access to all school events, college resources, whether it's login stuff. Basically, anything that you may need that is in college, you have complete access to it. So make sure you're tapping in, asking. I know some of those counselors, they don't be telling students about that.
Yeah.
Make sure you're tapping in. Go through the college and then come back to your counselor. There's usually a three-part form that your counselor has to sign.
Yeah.
So once they sign that, you just go online on the college's website and you pick and choose which courses you want to take. What I recommend is that you try to get through your general education courses first before getting into your major courses, just so you can save that money for the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people that take just classes for fun, which aren't bad. You can take classes for fun, but also consider taking gen ed because they are accredited towards wherever you decide to commit to for university after you graduate high school.
Yes.
So make sure you're tapping with post-secondary. I know some places they call it PSEO, some people call it post-secondary enrollment options, they call it by the full names.
Yeah.
And dual enrollment is another name. So make sure you're tapping in and looking for those three names.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We are huge advocates for dual enrollment. And when you guys are applying to college, having that the colleges being able to see that you have taken college classes and that your grades are well, you're already proving to these colleges that you can handle college level work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another like huge plus. It will strengthen your college application. And it'll make you stand out.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I say that coming from a student point of view of I took AP, which is advanced placement, my freshman year. To be honest, did pass the test, passed the class, but not the test. And so I wouldn't recommend that you take AP unless you know that you're very strong. And I say that because I feel like AP just kind of, it's not as beneficial as dual enrollment or PSEO per se, because with AP, it's more of a whole semester or trimester, depending on what your school goes with, of curriculum. And once it comes time to take the test and you don't pass the test, then it's kind of like, okay, I just wasted a whole semester of a class, but I didn't get credit for it that would help me now in the long run. Versus PSEO, as long as you're passing with 70% or higher a C, you still pass the course. So sometimes you gotta also ask yourself internally, okay, well, what do I want? Do I want something that will kind of help me short term or in the long run? Yes, they say AP classes are great for the transcript, but also think about, okay, what is my goal here? Because when colleges do see that you have dual enrollment credits on your transcript, you do carry more weight versus someone who just has, you know, regular high school classes. So that's another thing to consider, because they already know, okay, when we accept this student, they, you know, they're capable and they can do college level work. So
yeah,
tap in with that and make sure that you're asking as many questions as you can.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a dumb question, and there's no such thing as asking too many questions. Just make sure you're asking your questions intentionally.
Yes, Google is your best friend. I have had so many questions about college since I started high school, and I was like really lucky to have like friends who are older than me that were encouraging me, like, oh yeah, when you become a junior, sign up for dual enrollment. Make sure like you do that. But you sign up when you're like you sign up the grade before, but you know what I'm saying.
Typically, you can sign up, like now if you are a junior, going to be a rising senior in the fall, typically you sign up at the end of the school year, you talk with your counselor, and then you get started on that, because I know the orientations, they happen over the summer, and the college semesters start a little earlier, like a week or two before normal high school starts, so sometime in August. So just make sure that you're looking out for those dates if you are interested in tapping into those. And so another thing that I just kind of wanted to say as like my concluding part for what I'd like to say last is, I know when I was in middle school, I really struggled with finding a friend group. And in high school, I sort of did too, which I don't really have a friend group. It's just like me and like two friends of mine. But the best thing that I'll tell you is that, you know, surround yourself with people who are positive. You know, maybe you're not having such a positive day and you're just like, man, I need some positivity around me. Surround yourself around people who can uplift you and motivate you to do better and to keep going towards your goals, because those are the friends that you achieve more with and greater things with. So that's just one thing to look out for. Definitely in college, I hope to be more social. I know I was a COVID student, so we were both COVID students. Mm-hmm. So our freshman year, which is like the prime time of like getting to meet people and make new friends, I feel like I was cheated that, because since I was online, I don't want to email everybody and say, hey, what's your, you know, give me your number. It's just, it wasn't really ideal, because it's like, you don't know me, I don't know you, you know, you might think I'm weird. So I feel like I never really got that full experience of making friends in high school. But in college, I mean, I really hope and plan to be more of a social butterfly.
Yeah, me too. I also have heard from some of my friends who are in college right now that living in the dorms your first year is really helpful and a great way to meet new people, mm-hmm. which that's what I plan on doing. I feel like living in the dorms, at least for like the first year, you'll be able to like immerse yourself like in the environment. And like one of my friends who's in college right now told me that she's friends with everyone on her floor, and obviously she wouldn't have been able to meet all those people if she was just commuting. So I feel like living in the dorms is a great way to meet new people.
Oh yeah, totally. Just, you know, ask people how their day is. When I've gone on many college tours, even the tour advisors would tell us, you know, sometimes I know like the communal bathroom is not something that is one of my, like, I'm not, if I can get away from that, I definitely, that's my goal. But like, you know, push comes to shove, that's also another great way that people meet each other, because it's like, oh, I just woke up, you know, I'm getting ready for class, I just seen someone brushing their teeth, and I'm like, oh hey, what's your name, you know, just talking like that. It's like, oh well, it was nice talking to you, you know, we should connect later, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how you network and you meet other people. So
yeah,
definitely just try to get out of your comfort bubble and meet new people, because it'll be great. I mean, I can't remember how I felt 4 or 5 years ago when I was in middle school, but I just know I had friends then, and it felt like, it felt good to have friends, you know? But not in high school. It's just so, like, it's like clusters, you know? And it's, you're at a point where you can't really join those clusters, because people have already developed relationships and bonds that are just, you know, you can't get in the middle of. But in college, it's a fresh start,
yeah.
New environment, you know,
yeah.
You have that opportunity to make friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, everyone's in the same boat. Everyone, people are coming from all over the country, all over the state.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's in the same boat. Everyone is looking to meet new people.
Oh, yeah, totally. So it's just a matter of, it's up to you and getting out there, putting yourself out there, mm-hmm. and, you know, talking to people. And yeah, I mean, I was always a shy kid when I was younger. But as I've gotten older and, you know, been able to vocalize myself more, it's really shown me, like, wow, you know, all I have to do is speak up, just mm-hmm. speaking up, just like that. So now, kind of like starting up in terms of like college tips and maybe things that coming from high school, transitioning to college, maybe these are some things that you could take into consideration, mm-hmm. just to kind of think of. So
the first thing would be time management. Time management is so, so important. Mm-hmm. I feel like as a morning person, I like to wake up early. And I feel like my days are just way more productive when I wake up early versus when I sleep in, mm-hmm. which of course you need to sleep in every once in a while, like especially like on the weekends. But waking up early has really helped me manage my time. That way, like, I can get everything done that I need to, like all my like assignments done first, and then I can go to the gym. And then at the end of the day, I can have like a few hours just to like relax or like read a book or just, you know, things that I don't, just like time to relax and chill.
Yeah, totally. When it comes to time management, I know this is something that not very many people have an easy time with, because you really have to balance yourself. You need to say, okay, if I'm going to sleep in later, that means my days are going to be shorter, because I have, you know, I'm waking up later in the day. So it's kind of asking yourself, okay, if I have deadlines I need to meet, making sure that I'm factoring that in. You know, assignments also, sometimes it's hard to be on top of your homework and, mm-hmm. you know, keep up with that. Just kind of have a set schedule for yourself. Like I said previously, notebook. Write down your schedule, or even calendars. I know my calendar is pretty booked and up to date. I keep literally everything in there. If it's not in my calendar, I'm more likely to forget. So just kind of keeping those things for yourself, you know, and balancing your time versus your time with academics and also extracurricular and personal commitments. So really big on that. Another thing is like getting involved, you know, based on what I've heard and like many different TikToks and like other friends who are upperclassmen in college, They say don't get involved in too many clubs, but get involved in something. Especially if you know that you're not so much of a social butterfly, it's really nice to get yourself out there in different groups and settings of like, oh, okay, this is what these people do, this is what these people do, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of getting to know what everybody does a little bit.
And you'll have similar interests to them. So.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, if it's, I don't know, maybe yearbook club, maybe some people aspire to be graphic designers, and maybe that's your major. You know, that's a great way to also connect with people who are like-minded just like you. And, you know, share the same passions. Maybe after a yearbook club session, that was just an example, but like maybe after a session, you can be like, oh, like these people are great, we should get coffee sometime, you know? That's kind of how you build friends. I've heard a lot of my greatest friends have come from like activities and stuff, whether that be sports, activities, extracurriculars, community engagement, and volunteer. That's where you meet really like good friends, at least. So
I feel like finding a good roommate is also super important.
Yeah, I've heard a few roommate horror stories, but yeah, definitely, you know,
like me. I don't have a roommate yet, but I want like a roommate who will, well, I'm obsessed with like going out and like grabbing like coffee, so I want someone who will like study with me, like go to like the coffee shop. Like, I don't want someone who like, oh, I want someone who cleans their space. Like, having a clean room is so, so important to me. Like, that is just, like, a non-negotiable, like, it has to be, like, especially, like, the space, if you're living in a dorm and the space is so tiny, and you have a roommate that is, their side is always a mess, like, that is not going to be fun. You're going to have to, like, live with that for, like, the whole, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. So just make sure, like, when you are finding a roommate, find someone who has similar, like,
similar morals.
Yeah, exactly. So it has the same values as you.
You know, it's just like I'm moving somewhere and like parents are not going to be around to clean the dorm for you, you know?
Yeah.
So just making sure that you find someone who matches well with you. Not someone, like, personally, I can't sleep when it's cold. That's just me. I can't sleep when it's cold. I need to sleep when it's warm and I need to wake up when it's warm. And I'm not talking about just warm, warm. I need it to be like warm, warm. So like if somebody doesn't like heat, we can't be roommates, you know? So making sure that you match with your buddy, well, not buddy, making sure you match with your roommate, you know, accordingly. I think they gave out quizzes or something. Make sure you're not lying on the quiz, because if you say that you're a morning person knowing deep down you're not, they're gonna, you know, assign you with someone who is, and then you're like, oh, you know? Make sure that you're making sure that you're advocating for what you want, not being put in situations that are like, hey, this is not, no. So another thing is like studying smart. As a COVID kid, once again, I feel like we were really cheated this, which it's funny because over Thanksgiving, I was also talking to my cousin about this, and he was like, I feel like you guys don't really know how to study. And it's true. I don't think we really know how to study because, you know, with advanced technology, with artificial intelligence, Google, and just like everything literally around us advancing to a point where we don't have to do too much. Mm-hmm. Studying for some people just feels like, oh, it's pointless. I don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like really getting into that habit of studying well as a PSEO student, you know, with already that college experience, I've seen like, dang, you can't just walk in and be like, oh, I'm gonna just, you know, go ahead with what I got and do well.
And you will feel so much prouder of yourself after you've put in the time and put in the work to learn the material, and then you get to the test and you do well and you know that all your studying paid off. Like, academic validation is so, so nice. Mm-hmm. And
oh no, yeah, it's definitely rewarding. Mm-hmm. And just knowing like, man, I put in 3 hours yesterday in like the whole 2 weeks to make sure that I do well on this test, it really does pay off. Another thing that I wouldn't advise is don't try to cram everything the night before.
Yeah.
Some people it works, some people it don't. Statistically, I've seen that it doesn't work as great. It's good to like refresh yourself, like definitely review things the night before, but don't try to like, don't you get the assignment on like March 20th and the test is April 1st, but now you're trying to cram everything in on March 31st, you know? Like, don't try to do something like that, or, you know, try to teach yourself everything, because it's not really helpful and it's not productive for you. So just make sure that, you know, you're taking time to do that. Personally, I find myself working very well at the library. I mean, I can work at home, but it's just, there's just more distractions. There's a TV, there's music, there's all different kinds of things, versus at the library, you know, it's very quiet and, you know, people are just kind of focus on their own thing. You know, at home you're more likely to be, hey, can you do this, can you, like, I'm trying to study, you know? So just make sure you find that place that is very welcoming for you to study.
And I also don't believe people when they say they don't have time to study. I'm telling you right now, if you have time to have like an 8-hour screen time, You have time to study. You can take away, if you literally just took away 1 hour from your screen time a day and just dedicate it to studying, like, that makes such a big difference.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, like we said, managing your time wisely. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to manage your time and be like, okay, I'm gonna put in 2 hours to surf Instagram, or 3 hours to do this and talk to my friend, and then, you know, maybe 4 hours to do homework. Don't give yourself like big chunks of study time, because also you don't want to burn yourself out and overdo right. it. But make sure that you're budgeting in enough time where it's like, okay, this is a good amount, maybe like 3-4 hours of studying, and then after that I can hang out with some friends later. Just mm-hmm. enough time. But really, budgeting your time properly is another super important skill
for yeah studying. That definitely is one thing that I feel like with our generation, people, it's so normalized for people to have these crazy screen time averages. Oh, yeah. Like people, I think like the average, I had looked it up at one point, it was somewhere between like 8 to 10 hours. And guys, think about it, that is literally your entire day. Like, we need, as like, it needs to be like seen as less acceptable to just be going on your phone all the time. Oh, like, yeah. It needs to be, studying needs to be more normalized. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be like an event. It should be like the norm mm-hmm. of like your day. Oh, yeah. To spend time studying.
Yeah, it should be like built, that shouldn't even be negotiable. That should right. be like built in your schedule.
Yeah.
So, which is another thing, you know, seek help when you need it. It may be that, like I said, maybe you have finals coming up and you're just like so unsure of how to prepare for it, or you just, mm-hmm. you're really struggling on this one, I guess, formula of how to do the assignment, but you don't know how to ask. Reach out to someone, check in with your school resources, check in with someone who knows the subject, talk to a teacher, you know, really ask for help, advocate, because if you just sit there confused, not knowing what to do, no one's gonna know that you need help. Mm-hmm. So really ask for it when you know mm-hmm. that you need it.
Same with, like, you can also, like, look up on, like, YouTube videos. I know I've done that a lot for, like, math. Like, I've looked up, like, different concepts and, like, how to, like, do it. That really has helped me study and, like, get more familiar mm-hmm. with the concept. Same with, like, using, like, practice problems. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'll even, like, make, for college algebra, which is what I'm in right now, that's my most difficult class. I'm still doing well at it. I just have to try a little harder, you know? And I will make myself, like, practice tests and use different like homework problems and put it on there, and then I'll time myself like the amount of time I have for like that exam, and then I'll grade it afterwards. And I feel like that method has really helped me as well, just to like prepare myself for like
oh yeah, and everything. For sure. And you know, really tapping into like the tutoring centers, the resource mm-hmm. centers in your school, academic advisors, you know, talk to your professors or your teachers during their office hours or when they have open time, whether maybe it's going early in the morning or staying after school, depending on what age of school you're in, you know, really talk to your teachers and say, okay, I'm really struggling in this and I need your help. Because trust, the students that build relationships with teachers in terms of like speaking up for themselves and advocating, they get what they ask for. If you just sit in class, attend, you don't really care whether or not you're passing, or you're not asking any questions, you're more likely to just like slip through the cracks and the teacher or the professor wouldn't even know about you, because you're not one of those students that goes to their office and, you know, is actively attending, actively being attentive of like, hey, I'm struggling, I need help, you know? Mm-hmm. So just really reach out for it when you need it. Asking for help isn't dumb at all, you know? Everybody struggles one way or another and at some point in their life. Just be comfortable with asking for it if you know that you need it. Because if you just keep struggling in silence, who's gonna fail? You. Because right. you didn't ask for help, so mm-hmm. so yeah. And the most importantly, you know, stay healthy. Yes. Make sure that you are taking care of your mental and your physical well-being. I know, like, since, you know, 4 years later, it's just crazy. Four yeah. years ago, it was COVID. You know, people's mental well-being was just all over the place. People just didn't know what they wanted to do. People were just, like, it was like a crisis. You didn't know what you wanted, or everything was just, it was a drastic change. So just kind of making sure that you're taking care of yourself, you're exercising, you're eating well.
Yes, most colleges have a gym, so you can like reach out to your friends and like either go alone or like reach out to your friends. Definitely, like, I plan on like forming like a fitness like group to like
get active. I'm sure there's also like there's different kinds. There's like yoga. There's yeah. you know, like athletic groups. You know, and most of these colleges' gyms are indoor.
So, yeah.
They also have indoor tracks. You know, pretty much everything is mm-hmm. indoor if weather doesn't permit for you to go outside.
Yeah.
So there's really like no reason for you to be like, oh, I can't make it, you know? So just make sure that you're really being involved and taking care of yeah. yourself, because if you're not taking care of you, nobody will.
Yeah,
you're the only one who can take care of you.
Yeah, especially living on a walkable community where you can, you don't have to like drive to the gym. You don't have to drive to go get lunch. Lunch is there. The gym is there. You can just walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that'll be really convenient too, like once we get to college.
Oh yeah, totally. And also like, you know, making sure that you're eating things that will help you, you know. I know, college life, it's what I've seen in some of these people's dorms is more so snacks. Snacks are good, but you know, make sure you're also feeding yourself a well meal that has all the, everything that you need, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for watching. We wish you all luck, whether you're in college or graduated or in high school figuring out where you're gonna go. Wish you all the best of luck. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah, definitely. Stay tuned, stay safe, and tap in with resources.